This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I changed my number a couple times, the man kept calling me for things a man are hating, but they're waving when they saw me on their strip. I know they see me on the camera, might just link some man for mix the gentleman with gangster. Quickly stop off at the off license, boss man, let me get a tutu drink. Girl, them I watch my thing. How about a crook and a princess combining?
And I've been giving gal the good pipe. A man walked in, yo, it's no way looks like. Give man high five, kiss her goodnight. I'm in your eyesight, but I'm not your type. I'm more like love life.
Keep quiet, I'm preaching. Put a sock in it, put a sock on the fire alarm. Fingers looking like a firearm while I spit this fire. Plus I came with a fire, what's that thing with the silencer? Man come shoot and silence him. I was never the cool kid, more like strange and awkward. Biscuit for your forehead, till my forearms exhausted. Have you rolled my fortress, spent 4 months in the forefront. We party for a fortnight, but I was 2 weeks back.
I changed my number a couple times, the man kept calling me for things. A man are hating, but they're waving when they saw me on this strip. I know they see me on the camera. Might just link some man for mix the gentleman with gangster. I changed my number a couple times, the man kept calling me for things. A man are hating, but they're waving when they saw me on this strip. I know they see me on the camera. Might just link some man for mix the gentleman with gangster.
We are not G's, I am not from your ends. I don't give a fuck what you done. Two young G's, arms out, nobody move. You can get stuck in the mud. We sent your man to the shop. What do you mean? He ain't ever made it rain. Your man is a fraud, your boyfriend's living a lie. You're kinda like Rachel Zane. I'm gentle when it comes to the girl then, but I'm gangster with somebody in Voss. My girl don't wanna stop for a chat, then I'm onto her friends like Joey and Ross. Babe, what you mean you can't talk for a sec? It's calm, you don't even know what you lost. Stone Island from my head to my feet. When I step on the street, I don't know what it costs, but
I know it's expensive. She told me she loved me, but really I don't even know if she meant it. And if it's all this weird, that's numerous offences. Why you gassed off a rack? I put three on my dentist. I put three on my
Close
dentist.
Your eyes, it might be blinding, and they wonder why I'm smiling. Until I hear a siren, we pulled off in perfect timing. Close your eyes, it might be blinding, and they wonder why I'm smiling. Until I hear a siren, we pulled off in perfect timing.
I changed my number a couple times, the man kept calling me for things. A man are hating, but they're waving when they saw me on this strip. I know they see me on the camera. Might just link some man for mix the gentleman with gangster. I changed my number a couple times, the man kept calling me for things. A man are hating, but they're waving when they saw me on this strip. I know they see me on the camera. Might just link some man for mix the gentleman with gangster.
Show on FUBAR Radio. Joining me in the studio is producer Natalie.
Hello.
What did you think of Dave's brand new song that we just played, Samantha, featuring Jay Huss?
I like Dave a lot.
He's good, isn't he?
He is good, yeah.
Been picked up by OVO Sounds, mm-hmm. Drake, who has been doing a spate of London shows.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this falling over episode?
I have, yeah.
With basically,
Travis
yeah.
Scott,
Travis
yeah.
Scott was performing in London, mm-hmm. and it was actually fabulous. I would recreate it for you at home, but obviously you can't see me, so I'll just say it to Nat's face and hopefully you'll understand. He was walking, like, quite fast. So it's one of those fantastic falls that looked fully fake.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, da-da-da-da-da, and then it was just, like, off. He actually sang all the way up until he fell into the pit. But because he did that...
Yeah.
this giant globe was unable to come onto stage, so he gave everyone at the concert free tickets.
Yeah, I'm sure Ticketmaster was thrilled about that thing. But
I was thinking that because he actually apparently went, y'all are listening to this for free, and I bet his manager was backstage being like, fuck.
But I did like that Travis Scott didn't even miss. He came back up. He was still singing.
He was unfazed.
Yeah.
He was completely unfazed. He came up and was like, cool. It was like when a child falls over and Drake went and like picked him up like a big dad picks up a child, and he just cracked on.
Yeah, I've got to respect Travis for that.
Also, I think it would be such a weird scenario in that vibe to fall, because it's not like now when I fall and I'm like, oh, guys, I've just fallen. And you can say, oh, I've just fallen. Ha, ha, ha. It was like, no, no, we're in the middle of a song. You've got to carry on until at least the end of the song before you can even reference the fact that you just fucking fell about 3 foot off the stage. And you've probably broken a toe.
Probably. Well, like Madonna when she fell backwards with that cape at the Brits and just carried on.
That, we talked about that, didn't we?
We did.
We like to talk about things like that. But actually, however minutely funny that is, it was horrific.
It would hurt.
It was horrific. Mm. It was properly like being snagged in a fan. You know, like the idea of getting a bit of cloth stuck in a fan and you being spun around. That was what, like, it was the jerk of her being jerked back.
Backwards.
I'm surprised she didn't get whiplash. We should check if Travis got whiplash, really.
Yeah, could have done. But yeah, well done. He didn't even scream as he fell down the hole. I definitely would.
I mean, babe, he might have screamed. It's the idea that the production team probably knew it was going to happen because they could see him because the best thing about it is that he was really walking with purpose. But like, into Neverland, it was like, you're just going to keep walking into the crowd. But he was obviously basing where the crowd was to where the stage ended, because it's not immediately crowd.
No.
There's like a large space where like security stand or where people are pulled into if they're like fainting or whatever. And he obviously didn't judge that. So
just fell. So I loved it.
It was fabulous.
Yeah, it really was.
Because it was like it had been planned. Because you know when you're gonna fall.
Yeah.
And you know, and you can see that you know you're gonna fall in a video. He did not know he was gonna fall.
Didn't know it was coming at all.
He really didn't know. And I really respect Travis.
Get well soon. Hope
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry to be crying with laughter about it. But it was a real pure comedy moment for me.
It was good. I liked it.
Anyway.
Okay, yes.
Best of luck on your recovery, Travis. Mm. Although I've heard nothing about him being here, I think he's fine.
No, but I imagine the other dates Drake doing, everyone's hoping for a free, like...
He's playing tonight.
Yeah, but everyone's hoping for another fall, so they get a free gig, probably.
I mean, it's a flipper, because it's like, the globe thing is really cool, and you can get some good Instagram photos from that.
Very true, very true. But you could get a free ticket.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's true. But you're probably not going to get your booking fee back.
No, very true.
So it's not fully free ticket,
is it? Win-win, is it?
No. And also, a lot of people are probably going with free tickets and they're going to be like, well, hold on, my ticket was already free. Do I get double money back? Like, what happens
give
now?
Give me more money.
Anyway, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us yet again for another week of frivolity. We've got so many fantastic guests on this week's show, haven't we, Natalie?
Loads, millions, not millions, but
you
loads.
Guys have booked...
Some smashing guests.
John Galea is actually already here in the studio with us. He's going to be performing live.
He is.
In a hot minute. Half Noise. I chatted to Half Noise last week at his gig in Brixton, which was fantastic. And Mika Million's joining us. Grace Savage is going to be coming in later. And Sean Rowley of Guilty Pleasures is going to be chatting to us about a festival that he's doing in Victoria Park.
A festival that as soon as I saw it, I emailed you and said, this is right up our street.
Basically, it's like as if somebody's created a festival for Nat and I, which is essentially what's happened. Because the headliners are none other than All Saints. It's called the Mighty Hoopla. Mm-hmm. And it's taking place in Victoria Park. And it is basically us in a festival.
Yeah, it's an early one. It's on June the 4th. So that's nice. That's in my diary. But yeah, Sophie Ellis-Baxter as well.
I really liked, by the way, she was texting me about it. She was like, it's in my diary. The kind of thing that my mum texts me. It's in my diary. Put it in your diary.
No, because I know what you're like. You're a busy woman around town. You often commit and then go, I can't come. But I want you to
Are you saying I'm flimsy?
You often stand me up and I don't like it. Very flimsy.
I never stand you up in the traditional sense of just like not turning up.
No, that's true.
And when I am there, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's have the best time ever.
So it's like a join up of all the times I fuck you off.
Yeah,
and then there I am. Should we play some music?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, guys, last request. Banger, not ballad. Nat, tell it.
Banger, not ballad.
We need your tracks. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email rose at FUBARradio.com to the Harriet Rose Show. We want to know what song you'd like to finish today's show with. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we're going to play a brand new track from Young Fathers, which features in Trainspotting 2, the soundtrack. This is Rain or Shine.
Presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
Guilty Simpson chatting to me in London.
Detroit is very prevalent in everything that I do, whether it's music or, you know, not music, everything. Just me being aware of the opportunity that I have, other people that were very talented as well that didn't have those opportunities from the city, it kind of brings a humbling kind of effect to me because I understand that I could have easily been those people. It makes you appreciate the opportunity you have and, you know, go harder.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
perk it just to start up. Pop it, pop it, pop two cups of purple just to warm up.
Two cups,
drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water. Splash,
drip, drip,
woo. Splash.
Ay.
Slippery, won't excuse me, please me.
Please.
I'm up, oh believe me, believe me.
Believe me.
Get beat,
beat.
Cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me. Tater tot, fuck niggas on my radar watch.
Watch him
crack a die, hunter, turn him to some gator shots. I stop watch,
ice.
Ride round 10 o'clock.
Heat.
Ride round, get the damn, think it's 3 o'clock.
3,
4 o'clock,
4,
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Five.
I'm gon' pop, if I don't, I'm back to the pots.
Whip.
I got rocks.
Rocks,
big bells, big arms.
Beam.
Summit gun, come out and play, let's have fun.
Yeah.
Big scales.
Scales,
fish scale, big. Wait,
fish,
iceberg, ice tray,
woo,
plug, call,
call.
Try the front, I don't need it,
brr.
I don't need it,
brr.
Pocket strong, wrist anemic,
strong,
get freezing,
freezing.
Young nigga, pay your Adidas,
Adidas.
Grandma,
grandma,
auntie Epic, auntie Nisa,
Nisa.
Uncle Bo,
Bo,
auntie Greta, sir, you Perkins,
Greta.
Auntie Eva,
if
she got a pound, she might just serve it,
serve.
Pop a perky just to start her,
pop it.
Two cups of purple just to warm up.
Two cups,
drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water.
Splash,
drip,
drip,
woo. Splash.
Ay.
Slippery, won't excuse me, please me.
Please.
I'm up, oh believe me, believe me.
Believe me.
Get beat,
beat.
Cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me.
All set.
Hey, slippery.
Slip.
She numbing me, that tongue on me.
Ah.
Honestly. She fuck with me, a wife to be.
White.
In Italy, bought her a fur, look like the wildebeest.
Rock.
Just chill with me, it is no worry, it is a bill to me.
It ain't nothing.
I pull a Diablo, I pull up with models, I gave her her first
police.
We going for throttle, she swallowed the bottle, I'm all on her ovaries.
Ah.
I gave her some dollars, I Gucci the collar, now she can't get over me.
Hey.
She wanna dose with me,
dose.
Just hop in the ghost with me. Frankie and Molly don't fuck with nobody, these bitch ass nigga ain't silent. Running your house up with pumps in the shadows, your mama might be up inside it.
Bah.
Cars robotic, bad bitch with a body, but really don't care nothing about it.
Uh-uh.
Capping and popping, I seen that little mazzy, I could've pulled up and just shot you. It's a jungle, I let them survive.
Pop
it, perk it, just to start up.
Pop it,
pop it, pop two cups of purple just to warm up.
Two cups,
drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water.
Splash,
drip,
drip,
woo. Splash.
Yo, ay.
Slippery, ay. Excuse me, please me.
Ooh, please.
I'm up,
ay.
Believe me, believe me.
Yo, believe me.
Get beat,
ay.
Cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me.
I'm dripping, but not slipping.
I threw a quarter, well damn.
But now I'm not tripping.
Blue
Bugatti on forges, and now I'm not crippin'.
I buy Ferraris like Jordans.
I'm Mike and y'all Pippin'.
Hot
chillin'. Just me and my millions. Niggas, they all in they feelings. My bitches, I spoil them like they chillin'.
So persistent,
if I want it, I go get it.
I'm so slimy, grimy, shysty, but still shining.
Rude and unkindly,
crew with no conscience.
Off the top on college, nigga, I ain't with no nonsense.
I'm a murderer, nigga, but I don't promote violence.
Dead shot, AK make your head rock. Red dot, retro at your dead stop.
Stop.
Lean on rocks. Perkins, Miley, Xanax, rocks.
Oxycontin.
Take off, I'm your med dog.
Take off.
Leg lock.
Leg.
The key, I got unlocked the box.
Fuck.
What's in that box?
Huh?
Don't tell them they might show the cops. Wristwatch.
Bite.
Abnormal, so I flood the clock.
Ice.
Money flop. Panties drop, that's when them titties pop.
Woo.
Free my pops.
John Wick.
Till they free as fuck the cops.
Fuck.
They know I geek a lot. They don't know I keep a Glock.
Clueless.
Ain't been no drought.
Where?
They think I've been sleep a lot. They think I'm dumb. They don't know I see the plot.
See it.
Fuck it, I seize the night.
Perk it just to start up.
Pop it.
Pop it. Pop two cups of purple just to warm up.
Two cups.
Drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water.
Splash.
Drip.
Drip.
Woo. Splash.
Ay.
Slippery. Won't excuse me. Please me.
Please.
I'm up. Oh, believe me. Believe me.
Believe me.
Get beat.
Beat.
Cause I'm flexing Rory's.
Presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Holly Sylvester from Wrestle Kicks. Someone told me if you eat raw potatoes, you die.
I don't like them. Someone just told me that one.
Mash is good.
You like, on its own.
Dolphin Wild. Right?
What is that?
I've never known that.
Dolphin Wild potatoes.
Dolphin Wild?
Dolphin Wild.
It's dolphins battling, isn't it?
Dolphin Wild. Dolphin
Wild. No worry, one. No worry, my guy. It's some yardy dolphins, isn't it? Dolphin Wild.
What is it?
You've never heard of Dolphin Wild potatoes?
I've read it. Are they creamy?
Yeah, creamy.
It's called creamy sliced potatoes. Why do you call them Dolphin Wild?
Dolphin Wild.
So stupid.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Brand new one there from Migos' new album Culture featuring Gucci Mane. That was Slippery. Joining me in the studio is John Gallier. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
You've just set up your ginormous keyboard.
I have indeed, yeah.
You're ready to rumble.
I am.
You're going to be doing a little live performance for us in a hot minute. But first, we're going to talk music.
Yeah.
So you started learning to write songs at 13. Now, I found this quite shocking because at 13, if I was going to write a song, it would be about McDonald's and UV hair mascara and potentially MSN. So what were you writing about back then?
Love. But I was looking at all different tracks, really, and seeing why certain tracks did well on radio, and wanted to find out how you put them together song structure-wise and what the hook was and all that bits and pieces. And, I would have loved to have written a track, you know, about McDonald's or MSN, but it came out as Love instead.
You obviously had a bit of a higher intellectual level than I did at 13.
I don't know. Maybe not.
No, definitely. I can tell you that for a fact. So tell me a bit about the journey since 13 to now of writing music. Do you feel like you've changed in any way? How have you adapted to the music industry in that time?
Well, it's working with different people, different producers. They give you a different kind of slant on your writing and your work. Obviously, when I'm writing with four other people, you have their kind of their goal in mind when you're writing a track, so you've got to keep that in mind. But different people collaborating, and yeah, it's been quite a crazy journey coming from Norfolk, where I'm originally from, to London. So it's been kind of cool.
And your most recent track, which has dropped at the end of last year.
Yes, November.
When You Truly Love Someone.
Yeah.
You used, in the video, it was a sort of love story, but a bit of a different style of love story because it's about heartbreak as well. It wasn't sort of straight up romance. It was about a straight couple getting married and then the man leaves the woman for another man.
Yeah.
Which is actually something that a lot of people, it's fantastic because, you know, 20 years ago we didn't see anything.
Yeah, it's true. It's
about
true.
Gay relationships in videos, in TV. Over the last few years, it's becoming a lot more acceptable and prevalent, which is fantastic.
It's true.
For the industry. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts behind it. Where did the idea come from? Was it you that spearheaded it, or did you work with a video director on it?
No, it was very much my idea. I came up with the idea. It was a case of I wanted to make the song's written about heartbreak from a heartbreak situation, so I wanted to see what we could do with it, and it's based loosely on something that happened to me, to be fair. So
yeah, which in a way it makes it more powerful, right, for you and for the people watching.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like in all my writing, it's all about my journey and the stories, so I try to keep as close to the truth as possible, to be fair.
Do you find that having a nice time in your life affects negatively your writing, because you don't you know, you need that heartbreak and you need
the struggle. If you're having a good time, then you want to write a heartbreak song. You have to have a bit of a flashback moment and remember the bad times, but it doesn't help. But yeah.
And so what have you got coming up next? What's 2017 bringing for you?
Promoting this track, and then another one's going to come out hopefully in June time. So I'm going to do another music video, which is kind of cool. I'm going to release a track called Honesty I've been working with Frank Music on, and get out there and do some gigs, which I love doing, which get out there and perform.
Which you're going to be doing for us in a little minute.
Yes, and we have a bit of a live performance.
Do you get nervous still when you perform live?
Yeah, absolutely. It's only natural, I think. You get the whole stage fright thing. But you've got to work through it as best you can, really, to be fair.
I think it's quite a buzzy feeling. I mean, not that I would know.
Do you play?
No, absolutely not. It would be awful if I did.
Oh, sure, you could twinkle the keys or something.
No, honestly. It's best that it that gets kept in a locked box.
Oh.
But I know the feeling of the excitement you feel when you're about to do something that you love. Do you buzz off it quite a bit? You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the whole buzzing of performing in front of people. You know, it's just an amazing feeling. And yeah, and having seen their reaction of what your songs do to them as well. And yeah, it's an amazing feeling. And yeah. It's good.
And over the next, if you were to work with someone in the next year, so current music, if you were to collaborate with, you could choose anybody in the world, who would you choose?
Oh, there's too many artists. So that's only our question. I don't know. It's so many. I'd love to work with the Rudimental guys. I think they're kind of cool. But there's so many on my list, on the bucket list of who'd work with. So,
well, Rudimental, if you're listening,
oh, yeah,
you know where
God.
To go.
Absolutely.
So should we do a little sing-song? I mean, yeah. As I say, not me. Definitely not me. But you're going to be singing your brand new track, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do acoustic version.
And then we're going to play Honesty after it, which is one of the new tracks you're working on right now.
Yep.
Wicked.
Cool.
When you truly love someone, God, it cuts deep like a knife. 1 minute you love that one, the next you're fighting to survive. No one is good enough. No other girl, no other boy. It's like a chronic deep heartache you never escape, that keeps knocking at your door when you truly love someone. No one else seems to matter, you truly love someone. It just tears your soul in two. It's like a chronic deep heartache you'll never escape, that gets way out of control when you truly love someone. Feels like I'm sinking, 'cause I'm drowning, I can't swim. Feels like I'm sinking, I can breathe, no, I can't win. That's the truth of the world that I live in. Loving you, when you truly love someone. Oh, your sky's filled with bright stars within a blink of an eye. Darkness comes and confuses all your mind. You've got nowhere left to run. All of your good friends have upped and gone, riding a wild roller coaster that seems so bipolar. One time's alone when you truly love someone. Feels like I'm sinking, 'cause I'm drowning, I can't swim. Feels like I'm sinking, I can breathe, no, I can't win. That's the truth of the world that I live in. Loving you when you truly love someone. When you truly love someone. When you truly love someone. When you truly love. When you truly love someone. When you truly love someone. When you truly love. Someone. Feels like I'm sinking, I can breathe, no, I can win. That's the truth of the world that I live in. Loving you when you truly love someone.
Smashing it. That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much.
And that is out now. You can go and check out the video on YouTube, yeah, which is fantastic. Yep. Really well directed as well. Beautiful.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's shot in a chapel in Southeast London, which I didn't even know about until a photographer friend of mine said, oh, you should check this place out. I was like, wow, this place is amazing.
Hidden gems, that's indeed what it's about. Well, thank you so much for coming to join us.
No, thank you very much.
Studio.
It's been brilliant.
We're going to play a new track by you, right?
Yep,
this next one. But before we go, I play a little game on the show.
Ooh.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I send John Gallier to a desert island. And on this desert island, I'm sticking you with the worst possible song you can imagine listening to for the rest of your life, over and over and over again. So, John Gallier, what would your desert island dick be?
Probably something like Agadoo. That'd be
good
quite
choice.
Awful.
Who's that by? Agadoo. Is that by a person?
Black Lace.
There we go.
There you go.
Why do you know that? Because it's Natalie.
It's in a collection of
Well, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you very much.
It's been a total pleasure.
Brilliant.
Do you want to introduce this brand new track you've been working on?
Yeah, this is a new track of mine, I think exclusive play. It's called Honesty. Enjoy.
To believe in the good book and all it said. My mama brought me up as a child to turn the other cheek with a truthful smile. But times can change such an innocent soul. You can jade or corrupt all you know. A fearful smile, that is all that you have when it comes to love. They all have them out. Another's gonna damage your heart. But time can change such an innocent soul. It can jade and corrupt all that you know. A fearful smile, that is all that you have when it comes to love. They all have them out.
Yeah.
I'm blitz, turning up on my ramble. Fags is only eating on the meats cause I said so. Posing for your flicking shit, come up straight from ASOS. Quick to check a hoe if you fucking with my pesos. Show you how to really slay a single. Raises to your dome, screaming haters from their ankles. Chilling in Japan, drinking sake by the case though.
I'm arigato.
Switch up the tempo, that's why these haters always hating on me. Trying to fit the cafe and I'm on, so it's beat. Young Moses to the streets, about a bitch like a CD screen. Rappers think the next thing with the souls on my feet, so let's see. Shorty still pumping nameless. Never see the girl treat a fag like they faceless. Trade know the deal, we ain't fucking, I'm famous. Saving up for real estate, that come with kitchens that's stainless. Back around my way like what you say, bitch.
I've been
always getting tense from the bench.
Since you did that.
You see me looking right now, all these critics trying to hurt that. You got me looking hot like a lover for your murder. Catch me starting bow-legged and some Kenzo. Straight safari cruise, I'm posted up with my kinfolk. Now let me show ya how to really make this thing go. Crash course, ain't no doors up on your Lambo. Fuck around, I put a pose on your bankroll. Rich, my buzzer now hit hard like case flow. Hit me on my jack on vibrate, no ringtone. I do it for the cuts that came out and got disco. Keep my terror back, can't move back like a Persian. Nipping and tucking on men like a surgeon. Fires and rose, but I'm spitting the sermons. Hit through new spots out the front like a surgeon. Slipping and swerving from sipping on bourbon. Kick eat the teacher, so act like you learn it. So watch how you talk when you talking to me. Bitch, I'm too posh, I've been learning for weeks. Know why my problem with freaking these beats? Cause the flow is too level, so DJs repeat. Not to my pictures, they like what they see. See me out when I cut the same niggas don't speak. Put the pop shit, drop a pigeon in the lobby. Y'all rapping up hoes like a motherfucking sorry. Going talking shit if you offended, not sorry. Ride a car, correct, caviar and calamari, too golly. Fingertips crawling on my body. Finish listening on when I post it with a poppy. Cute chubby bitch, but I keep it very cocky. Oh, don't be mad, I'll be up here every party. So fuck out my face. Fuck out my face. Bitches should stay in their place till I'm getting them away. Oh, get away. Oh, get the fuck out my face. Get the fuck out my face. Up on my face. Niggas should stay in their place. Get them away. Oh, get away. Oh, get the fuck out my face.
Oops, is you say you act all nice. Released you say your ass all wide. Caught in your lie. No alibi. Can't even look me deep in the eye. Taste. Get the fuck out my face. Space is a place where my thighs and your neck brace. I spray my shit like mace in your face. Rest in my case.
Too much in my praise, dance on a dick. That's ludicrous, bow-legged with my hips on twist. Who is this important diamond on my neck and wrist? Bougie flow, sexual, my game's on kick. Sensual edible, so can you catch that drift? Fashion light, looking right in that form, rip. The way I rock my hips, keep his piece on sip. No commotion, never suffer when we take that pick.
Cakes the Killer there, Up Out My Face featuring Peaches. Had him on the show, didn't we? You missed him, didn't you, Nat?
I was just saying, I'm so upset that I missed him because he was one of the best guests ever had on the show.
He's one of the best people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, I know. He's amazing and I'm jealous. But I'll get him in again.
We actually regularly talk now as well from America to the United Kingdom.
What do you talk about?
Well, he messaged me last week. Actually, I'm a really bad person. He messaged me last week asking me to send him a playlist of like British music that he should get his teeth into, and I was out all weekend on the lash and I haven't sent it to him yet. So I'm sorry, Cakes, I will be sending that playlist ASAP.
You're a bad friend.
I know, I am a bad friend, but you know, I felt very honoured that a musician of his calibre was wanting playlists from me, to be honest. Yeah. TBH. But then again, he is my FUBAR Radio husband.
Yeah, that's nice.
We did actually get married on the show.
That's nice.
With Adam, who's now gone to Canada.
Yeah.
Bye, Adam.
Sorry.
He enjoyed it as
Adam
well.
Adam who?
Oh, he's blatantly listening.
Yeah.
Probably not. We're going to play a bit of music, news and reviews now. I love that I say
music,
play,
news and reviews.
Like it's a game. Yeah. It's not a game. This is very serious. So it's the 2nd of February. We're into the month. Pinch punch and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some incredibly exciting news that I'll obviously not... I'm not going to say the most exciting thing first.
That'd be silly. Don't do that.
No, not going to do that. So let's kick off with some exciting... This is all pretty exciting news, but first up... Daft Punk have revealed their first live show since 2014. They're going to be playing at the Grammys with The Weeknd because they've been doing all these tracks with him for his album, which is an interesting collaboration. You wonder how they got together. I mean, it works. But I always wonder how people get in the studio with each other. I mean, it is just a case of people ringing people's managers, isn't it?
Yeah, but sometimes the magic happens like there. Although, wasn't it Bieber saying...
What, are you saying that they're witches and warlocks and they're, like, making magic?
Yeah, sure, and it's working because it's got hit all over it, hasn't it?
It's got hit all over
it. Bieber didn't like
it,
though, did he?
Jesus Christ.
He's all upset, isn't he, about...
What, The Weeknd?
Oh, The Weeknd, because of the Selena connection.
Well, no, he just doesn't like it. Well, yeah, but he just says he doesn't like his music. It's whack, he said.
Yeah, come on, Bieber. Sort it out.
I've never understood that phrase, whack. I'm just like, are you wanting to hit him or?
A lot of people like to whack Justin Bieber, not kill.
I don't want to whack him. I want to hug him. He's lovely. We all know Justin Bieber's a babe.
Yes, he is a babe. He just needs
I don't fancy him. I just think he's sweet.
Yeah, he just needs a bit of a hug and a nice cup of tea.
Also, he always wears really nice shirts.
Does he?
Yeah, I saw him perform at a festival with a Burberry shirt and I was like, oh, I really want that.
Okay, that's...
Up next, Drake called Rihanna the queen of everything at one of his shows.
Yeah, you're probably not happy about that because Beyonce is your queen, isn't she?
Well, it's tough because Rihanna's in the royal family as well.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a very, for me, a very, very tough choice between Beyonce and Rihanna.
Mm.
They're different, you know? They do different things for me.
Okay, that's weird. Okay.
I see Rihanna more as a princess, but that doesn't mean she's any less powerful than the queen.
To be fair, she's everything to Drake. Not as he didn't speak for the whole world, but he's the queen of his everything.
Yeah, so that's okay. I think she's queenly in my view.
She's queenly.
She's queenly.
Very queenly.
We've already talked about Drake's gig because I can't talk about it again because I'll cry again with laughter. But I hope Travis Scott is okay.
Mm.
Also, Rihanna, this is totally not to do with music, but it is because it's Rihanna, have you ever watched Bates Motel?
I have, yeah.
One of my favourite shows. For those of you who don't know what Bates Motel is, it's the reworking of Psycho into a series or three series, which is fantastic. And it features the main lead is an English actor from Love Actually.
Yes.
Is it Love Actually he's in?
No, I can't remember.
Kind of film when he was younger. But he's really good. I once saw him swimming.
Oh, great.
Which is even creepier than any of that. I was watching him swim. But Rihanna, plays the woman from Psycho who gets murdered at the beginning.
The shower.
Yeah, the shower scene. So she is going to be murdered in a shower.
Great.
Sorry to ruin it for you, but everyone knows already. I'm really pumped. I love it when Rihanna acts.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else she acted in.
Battleship.
Oh, okay.
And then also, she's just finished filming Ocean's 7 or 8. Ocean's 8?
Yes.
Ocean's 8 with an all-star cast, including Sandra Bullock,
Cate Blanchett,
who is, I mean, a babe, and loads of, literally about 15 powerhouses women.
Yeah.
It's an all-female one this time. I mean, I'm sure there's men in the film.
Probably.
A smattering of men.
Mm.
I wanted to talk about this today is Time to Talk Day. And this is, it's going out on social media across the board and it's all about changing the perception of talking about mental health. So it's about encouraging people to talk about their mental health and have a discussion. Also encouraging you at home and everybody to speak to their friends, talk to people. If you think there might be something, you know, upsetting someone, have a chat to them. Even if you don't think that, they just haven't been in your life for a while, maybe have a 5-minute chat to them because actually it can save lives. Just ringing someone up and having a chat, sending them a text. And today is all about raising awareness for that. So you can check out the hashtag time to talk. And I really think it's a fantastic thing that everyone's talking about today. And I think it's good to share.
We had a little cup of tea and a chat before the show, didn't
we?
We did. We did that.
I think it's very important.
Yeah.
And it's also important to give back. You know, if there's someone in your life that listens a lot, maybe listen to them.
Hmm.
And the denouement of today's music news and reviews. Beyonce is pregnant.
Good job, B.
With twins. Mm-hmm.
Yay!
I had to text you yesterday because I saw that and thought, I bet you're just crying.
I was
so
I was weeping. And also, weirdly, was listening to Jay-Z when I read the story. So it was all very creepy. But super, super, super excited for Beyonce. She also posted a picture of her. Like, what I love about it is that she goes away for like 2 seconds. But obviously, she's been away for like, what, five? Because she must be like 5-6 months pregnant, I think, from the look of the picture. I mean, she is harbouring twins, so it's slightly bigger than a normal bump. But you kind of forget that she's even been out of the public eye. But she has been since she dropped Lemonade and kind of did all the promo for Lemonade, did the tour. She's now... And then she was obviously pregnant on the Lemonade tour.
Yeah.
Towards the end, maybe. I mean, I'm just making wild assumptions
here.
Yeah. And here she is, just literally like bump ahoy.
Yeah, but she did that before with Blue Ivy when she came out. Was it the MTV Awards?
Yeah, but she was less of a bump then. She was less of a bump then. This is like a bump.
It's two children, a bigger bump.
I mean, I'm not a gynecologist, so I don't know the ins and outs of...
I wish you told me that before.
I know. Oh. I did get this job on the merit that I was also a gynecologist that could help you out on the weekends. Sadly, all that stuff has been completely inappropriate this whole time.
That's awkward.
But if Beyonce is looking for a gynecologist, I can help.
Okay.
I can't,
really?
Actually.
What?
No, I really can't. No, very exciting. Actually, my cousin's a gynecologist. It's a very serious
great.
Job.
Okay, well, that's good. Then you can stay.
A lot of people don't realise that a gynecologist is the doctor for babies.
For vaginas.
Yeah. Yes. But people just seem to associate them with STIs.
Do they?
Yeah, like gynecologist is like someone who, you know, checks.
Just,
I don't know.
Just has a look down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But they actually deal with babies quite
a lot. They do a lot of things, they're the gynos.
I wonder who Beyonce's gyno is.
I imagine you would travel all the way to America just to go and see Beyonce's gynecologist.
Just to
have a little rummage down there.
No, I definitely don't want to rummage down anywhere. But I would love to chat to Beyonce if that's what you're trying to say.
Oh, I thought you meant her. And would you like to chat to her gynecologist?
I mean, I'd say hi to him.
Okay, cool.
I'd feel weird about it because I think that's like, you know, privacy is key.
He wouldn't really be able to tell you much. I'm sure there's an oath the gynecologists have to sign.
No, but I'm sure he'd let me know that she was happy and healthy, which is all I want to know.
I'm sure he or she would.
I'm sure the internet world, of course, has gone wild with this photo that she put up.
Of course,
and there's been superimposed Donald Trump. There's been superimposed Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Superimposed Nick Grimshaw, I saw. There's been superimposed heads, and a lot of them are fantastic. Have you seen any?
I haven't seen any of those. I'd like to see some.
Yes.
I'm going to have a look in a minute.
I think we should tweet some out.
Okay.
But most importantly, congratulations, Bay and Jay. Really, really pumped for you. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about our artist of the month. His name is Rex Orange County.
Ooh, tell me more.
I know, right? He's from Surrey.
Oh, where I'm from. So obviously, we might be related.
I probably know him. Actually, his name's Alex O'Connor. Do you know
him? Yeah, I do. Oh, Alex.
Good old Al Dog.
Yeah. How old is he?
18. Yeah, a bit young for you,
that'd
babe.
That would be weird. That would be weird if I did know him.
Yeah, no. Super weird. Super duper weird. So he's already got some big fans. Tyler, the Creator, is a big fan of his. Now, he's sort of... I mean, I hate doing this because obviously aligning an artist with other artists is obviously really annoying for them. But I only do it to give you guys an idea of the vibe. He's like a mixture between Tyler, the Creator, Jamie T... and like Mike Skinner, and he's really, really cool. And we're going to obviously be playing a song every week, so you're going to learn a lot more about him. But he's just released a new track called Best Friend, which is fantastic, but a totally, totally different vibe to Uno, which was his previous track, which he's getting a lot of love in terms of plays of his music. People are really interested in who this guy is, but he's definitely one of those artists that's suddenly going to become mainstream, but at the moment he's just getting picked up absolutely naturally by everybody because they just like his music. Rather than it being PR'd, he's sort of popping up in a really natural way. So if you check out his Spotify, he's got huge listens, and his SoundCloud already, this song's been out for a week or something, and it's got like over 40,000, maybe 70,000.
Right, well, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, and you can find a mini debut album called Because You Will Never Be Free, which you can go and listen to now, but he's like in the process of releasing lots of new stuff. This track just got dropped, and he just played at the Bermondsey Social Club on the January 26th. We're going to be talking about him every week, playing a song. This is his brand new track. It's called Best Friend, and this is Rex Orange County, Artist of the Month.
I should have stayed at home, 'cause right now I see all these people that love me, but I still feel alone.
can't help but check my phone. I could've made you mine, but no, it wasn't meant to be. And see, I wasn't made for you, and you weren't made for me. Though it seems so easy, and that's because I wanna be your favorite boy. I wanna be the one that makes your day, the one you think about as you lie awake. I can't wait to be your number one. I'll be your biggest fan and you'll be mine, but I still wanna break your heart and make you cry. But won't you wait? No, it's too late. I'm on my own shit now. Let me tell you how it feels to be fucking great. I feel great. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You need to be yourself. Love someone for loving you instead of someone really your heart melt. Who knows what you truly felt? You're still my favorite girl. You better trust me when I tell you there ain't no one else more beautiful in this damn world. In this damn world. You're gonna wanna be my best friend, baby. You're gonna wanna be my best friend.
What a tune. Micah Million, South London musician, joins us in the studio. We're going to be chatting about his new track, Hit You Up, which has just dropped, but it's not out yet. It's coming out on the 17th of February.
Yep.
And it's doing very well.
Yeah, it is. It's good.
It's hitting the big numbers on the listens, right?
Yeah, nearly 180K.
Did you know that was going to happen? Did you feel that when you released this track?
Do you know what? It was kind of mad because before I even like started to produce or anything, I phoned my friend and we was like, listen to this chorus. I think it's going to do this. I think it's going to get me into the industry sort of thing. And so far, it's doing a good job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so.
It's definitely hitting that. And how did you sort of get into this world? What brought you into the music industry?
You know, I've been doing music for like a couple of years, but only since September I've been taking it like serious. I dropped my first song in Gram Daily, which was called Tens and Twenties, and then from there, like, kind of I built a sort of like reputation. So yeah, I just got into it, and then it's just been good so far.
Like. Your tracks seem to, like you said, you dropped it on Grime Daily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of those platforms are really great for artists you to sort of project your stuff. But your stuff seems to be hitting the masses quickly.
Yes, it's good. It's because I think because it's different, because everyone's kind of doing the same thing now. But I'm trying to go for music that's relatable, but it's still something you can pump in your car. But you can bring it into a boardroom and it's like, yeah, this is it's the one.
How would you describe your style? What would you say about it?
Do you know what? It's obviously when I have to do wordplay, I can do wordplay, but my songs, I think it's just people get addicted to the melodies. That's what it is. It's just melodies are easy to remember, that's all.
I think that's it's the hook,
you know,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's the hooks, it's the beats, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So Hit You Up drops on 17th of Feb.
Yeah.
Then what's coming up next for you?
Well, for now, we're just focusing on the 17th. Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, all the major platforms. You can go get it from them. We're just working.
We're pushing towards. And you in the studio?
Yeah, weekly.
Is there any artists that you're looking at right now in 2017 that you're thinking, I really want to work with them?
Ooh. There's loads. You want to know my one?
Yeah, like, or you can say a couple if you like.
There's a couple. There's Young Fume, T.E. Dines. Yeah, there's a couple, innit? Yeah, there's a couple. When we work with them, you're going to know about it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And is it that kind of vibe at the moment in the industry where you feel like you can just reach out to these people and get in touch and make a vibe with them?
Yeah. After Hit You Up, I definitely think people know who I am. And it's easier to communicate with them, stuff like that, yeah.
Are you going to be doing any live shows this year?
Yeah, I got a show this month on the 12th.
So you're going to be showing everyone Hit You Up?
Yeah.
And you're going to be showcasing some other tracks as well?
An old one on Link Up TV, which is called Look What You Done.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, people know that one.
Do you feel like you're really benefiting from channels like Grime Daily, Link Up TV and all those guys supporting you and sort of putting your music out?
Yeah, definitely. Not without them, because I do have songs on my own channel, but definitely with them it's a larger audience, which is obviously better. So definitely without them, I don't think I would be in the same position.
Do you find that you yourself find new musicians on those channels? So do you watch other artists and be like, oh, yeah. He's sick, she's sick?
Yeah, and I used to do that before, but because I'm always constantly promoting myself, it's like I don't really hear new music anymore. If it's a good song, someone will be like, yeah, listen to this song. So yeah. But of course you can find great music on them.
And you did a warm-up sessions for SBTV just before Christmas, right? Yeah, How was that?
It was mad.
Yeah.
It was very mad.
Because that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's mad because when I was younger, that was like, me and my mum used to sit there like, what do you want to do this year? I would say, yeah, home studio. You know, all the little stuff you would say. And SBTV was always, like warm-up session was always on there. And I done it.
You've got a good mum, because that is totally, I think, every parent should sit their child down and be like, tell me the things you want to achieve.
You know, yeah.
Because if you don't write it down or you don't say it out loud, it's hard to know what you want to get.
Definitely. There's so much things. And when you write them down and you get everything out, it's easier to be like, yeah, I got to do that to get to there. Do you know what I mean?
To focus.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this year for you as a new artist is a lot based around focus and sort of keeping track with the music industry, because it's big and there's a lot of artists out there right now.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, every day there's a new artist coming, so it's just bringing the banger, make sure you're doing it properly, and then we go again, same thing. That's all we need to do, just focus. Got a great team, so that's what we're gonna do, and that's what you're gonna see.
Well, we're really excited to see what more comes from you.
Yeah.
And in a minute, we're going to play your brand new track, which is out 17th of Feb, just to remind
everybody
everyone.
Everybody go get that.
Go and get it. Before we go, I play a little game on my show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And in this game, I send you to a desert island.
Yeah.
And I make you pick the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck on this desert island with. So it's being played over and over and over again on an invisible loudspeaker that you cannot stop.
Yeah.
So, Mike Chameleon, what would your desert island dick be?
Do you know what? I feel like everybody would say Gangnam Style. I can't take that. I swear, obviously it's got a mad, like the mad views on that, but it's poor.
Did you think that when it first came out? Obviously, by Psy,
the king of the music industry, Psy.
Yeah.
When it came out, did you know straight away, or was it something you discovered after you heard it every 5 minutes on the radio?
It was something I knew straight. I don't understand it. No one understands that, but it's different. And clearly, the different works.
I like that you're very positive about other artists, because like, it's different.
There's always a positive. He's different, and it worked. He's got a billion views.
Yeah.
So it worked.
I haven't heard any of his latest stuff. Maybe you could do a collab with.
If you wouldn't do a collab, I'm ready.
Oh my God, that would be sick. You should definitely do that. Mike Amelian, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for letting me come.
Please, can you introduce your brand new single, which is out 17th of Feb?
Yep. This is Hit You Up by Mike Amelian. Everybody go watch that on Grime Daily. Let's go.
Yes.
I can't answer the phone, baby. I'm on the road, I'm on the go, baby. I can't answer the phone, baby. But I hear you out when I'm alone, baby. Tryna get me in the zone, baby. Tryna do this all alone, baby. Tryna get me on the phone, baby. You can ask your friends, cause they know, baby. I hear you out, I hear you out. When you're down, when you're down. They call me karma, baby. I come around. You ringing the text on my phone, yeah, you moving all mad, but you know that I'm busy. I'm just here with the gang, but I know in your head that you wish you were with me. But I'm in the booth and I'm writing. Man, I'm running from sirens. Yeah, we roll it up and we light it. You know that I'm the shit and you like it. And when I got time, you know I answer. I ain't got time for the drama. You know we work hard and play harder. When I see a call, I hear you after. I can't answer the phone, baby. I'm on the road, I'm on the go, baby. I can't answer the phone, baby. But I hear you out when I'm alone, baby. Tryna get me in the zone, baby. Tryna do this all alone, baby. Tryna get me on the phone, baby. You can ask your friends, cause they know, baby. I hear you out, I hear you out. Hey. I'm on the go, I beg you relax. Hey. You get attention from idiots. Hey. But I'm in the zone you wanna be at. The man them you chat to, I swear they uniques and they do it for retweets. I ain't good for your health, but I know in your head that you want and you need me. But I'm in the block and I'm grinding. I ain't got time for a side ting. I'm with Elizabeth, I love Elizabeth. I ain't got time, but I'll find it. And when I get time, you know I answer. I ain't got time for the drama. You know we work hard and play harder. I might blow your phone like Osama. I can't answer the phone, baby. I'm on the road, I'm on the go, baby. I can't answer the phone, baby. But I hear you out when I'm alone, baby. Tryna get me in the zone, baby. Tryna do this all alone, baby. Tryna get me on the throne, baby. You can ask your friends, cause they know, baby. I think you've had too many cars. I got your back, I got your back. I hate you back, I hate you back. When I decline, no, you hate that, but I'll be there in a flash.
I hear you up, I hear you up, I hear you up. I hear you up, I hear you up, I hear you up. Y'all can't answer the phone, baby. I'm on the go, I'm on the road, baby. But I hear you up when I'm alone, baby. I hear you up, I hear you up, I hear you up. I hear you up, I hear you up, I hear you up. Phone, baby, I'm on the go, I'm on the road, baby, but I hear you out when I'm alone, baby.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
This is FUBAR Radio, and you are joining us at the brand new Camden Assembly with Half Noise, aka Zach Farrow. How's it going?
Great, how are you?
I am very, very well. We were just having a little chit-chat. It's the last night of your tour.
Yeah.
Finishing off in London, Camden Assembly. It's a massive venue. It's really exciting. How's the whole thing been, first off?
Oh, man. It's been genuinely incredible. I mean, I had no idea what to expect from the tour. We just booked it. It was like a dream of mine to play with my new band over in the UK, and man, it all came together. Like the first show in Manchester was like a packed room, and I was just so thankful. I didn't know if it would be like two people, no one, just the bum outside, a lot of people. I had no idea. And it was just like a bunch of friends. I'd stayed in Manchester before, so it was like an amazing way to kick off the shows. And the show we played before this was in Glasgow, and it was just like people going crazy. It was like, it's been like amazing. And I'm like, I don't have to lie and say, yeah, it was great. And it's like, you can tell that it wasn't good. I mean, like, not every show is like sold out and stuff, but it's like people that are there want to be there. And it's really amazing. I can't wait to come back already.
I guess it's the vibe that is what matters, right? When you get in there and you perform. What do you think of us, the UK audience? How does it compare with the US?
I think they're pretty similar. Like, the audiences are really similar when it comes to, like, a newer band. I think if somebody, like, my previous band that I played in, that people knew, like, all the songs already and stuff. So it was, like, pretty insane from the beginning, you know? So when it's, like, a new band, people are, like, you know, like, really just, like, taking it in and watching. But as we played, we've, like, kind of learned the audience a bit more, and it's been really cool. Like, people have been getting into it a lot, which is, like, so great. But I don't blame people also for just kind of taking it in, because they probably haven't seen us play before and heard us even, maybe. So they're pretty similar, actually. I would rather tour in the UK any day.
Yes!
I honestly would.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you did.
Tell me a little bit about your pre-stage ritual. What happens before Half Noise takes the stage?
We all try to find all the band members, because you never know, like, where they are. Because as soon as we get done sound checking, like, someone's hungry and they've got to eat or the world's going to end. And so, like, they're doing now, they're like, are you doing an interview in here? Because, like, if you are, we can leave because we're starving. It's like, dude, go ahead, man. Like, so eat something, and then we all just cheers a beer or something, go on stage. It's pretty chill. We don't really, like, chant or anything. Or
I think it's better to be chill than you let out your not chill on stage, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what we have been doing on this tour? We've been, I have this little Bluetooth speaker, and we've been having dance parties. Yeah, so that's been cool. There's a really good playlist, like 60s French pop on Spotify, and chuck that on, and we all just start getting in the mood.
So if you're listening, go out and check that out, because it sounds like a good party starter.
Yeah,
this is a question that a lot of your fans will want to know, and it's kind of a personal question, but what is on your rider?
It's kind of funny, but we showed up to the first show, and there was a bottle of tequila, there was beer, there was chips, there was salsa, there was bread, I think, and water, and I didn't know what it was. And I looked over, and Kara, the lady that was putting on the show, was like, that's yours, love. And I was like, okay, like, who ordered this? She was like, your manager said you might want it. We're like, okay, thanks. So I don't even know what's on our rider, but I guess that. There's some fruit as well.
I think that's very rock star to not even know what's on your rider. Yeah. Just turn up and be like, whatever's there, I'll eat it and drink it.
Well, we haven't done that many, like, headlining tours, so I think that's kind of why. We've always just been, like, the band that's just thankful, and we still are thankful for, like, anything, because smaller tours and stuff, you just get, like, maybe a box of beer or a pizza, which is great.
I mean, I love beer and pizza, so I would be chuffed with that.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I'm saying, like, I actually prefer that. I wish it was that. I'm
just way more chill. Just like, what? A
pack of beer. Way more pizza, way more beer. Yeah. We don't need these chips or crisps. We don't need any more tequila. Just beer, pizza, please.
That's the thing. It's like the list gets more elaborate, but realistically, you just want more of the staples.
Yeah.
Just loads of pizza, yeah. Loads of beer, and that is a content performer.
Yeah. Get to that chorus, you know.
So I want to talk a bit about your new video for Sudden Feeling, because I've heard from a little birdie that you are a keen photographer.
Yeah.
And this is shot on 16mm.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very, very beautiful video.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a bit about it because
I'd love to talk about it.
You really feel that it's got you behind it, if you know what I mean.
That's great. To be honest, like, the Sudden Feeling video was kind of a dream of mine, was like starting out on this album cycle, was to work with one of my good friends that lives in LA, but he's from New Zealand, and he's one of my favorite cinematographers or video, I don't know what you call it, music video makers. And I just love all his stuff. It's very like stylized, and he shoots everything on film, 35 or 16. And it was really cool because Lomography, which is a film company, and this, I think, all over, but we met up with them in New York, and they gave me a camera when I was out in LA recording on another album, I was like shooting photos the whole time. And then I started shooting photos while we were on set, and they premiered the video. So everything was like on film. It's really cool. Like the photos from behind the scenes and the actual video. So it was really like a really special thing because I wanted to work with him for so long. His name is Sam Kostofsky. And if people haven't seen his videos, they need to, because he's the best today.
They also need to check out Sudden Feeling because it's so beautiful.
Well, they should check that. You could start there.
You could do both. Yeah. So you're killing two birds with one stone there.
Yeah. So yeah, I just let him roll with it. I just knew he was like, a lot of people in music videos get a ton of content and they don't use any of it. I want to get 5 to 10 really good shots and repeat them with the music because it's a really repetitive, really rhythmic song. And I was like, dude, you do what you want. And so it was, I love it. I think I'm really proud of it. And I want to work with him again. So yeah, that's kind of the story behind it.
Yeah, the next track is going to be potentially working again together.
I hope so.
Who knows?
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
quite a big scene for photography and film photography in LA, isn't there? Like a lot of people use use film cameras, and we're sort of bringing back that vintage thing. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are buying vinyls again. It's sort of circling back around. Do you think it's going to get even bigger?
I definitely think the you can't replace something physical, you know, and I think that's why people, even when you see a film photo, there's something different to it because it was taken on something physical instead of like just a digital, you know, photo on an iPhone or something. But that also translates with, you know, vinyl. It's like people can pick it up and the picture is bigger than just this tiny little icon on Spotify or, you know, iTunes or whatever. It's like for me at least, you're holding something that's like in your hands, and I don't think that'll ever go away. We watched that movie, Her, last night. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's so good.
So good. So good. I forgot how good it was. And it's just like, even in that movie, it's like, seems like, you know, even so futuristic and it's so incredible, but there's still nothing like the physical, you know, thing of being like a person. And so I think people are already turned onto it and, you know, doing it. I don't know if it'll get more, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Who knows is the answer.
Yeah, who knows?
The world just keeps revolving and changing all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
We're
you.
Getting so deep here.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So back to talking a little bit more about Half Noise. Mm. What's coming up next for you? Other than you're going off on a little break after the tour, but what's coming up next?
Yeah, well, I right before this tour, I actually had a crazy year. So in 2016, I finished Sudden Feeling, the album that's out now. And then I got to drum on my old band's record. So I got to play drums on Paramore's 5th album. And then I went into the studio after that. Well, I actually did a tour and then went into the studio and recorded a whole new EP for Half Noise. So that's going to be coming out. We'll be working on that when we get back from the UK, and then hopefully like be able to jump on some more tours. That's kind of the point.
Hopefully back to the UK, please.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
We would like to have you back.
I would like to play some festivals or something.
Oh yeah. We do good festivals in the UK as well.
Yeah.
We do it hard and we do it a lot.
Oh, I know. I've done a lot of them.
So we hope you come back for the festivals.
Yeah,
we're excited to see you. Also, I think this project is really exciting and it's sort of like growing and getting even more exciting as time goes on. So I'm really looking forward to your next EP.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to play a little game with you because I play it on my radio show.
Okay.
It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
And it's a game where I send you to a desert island, and on that desert island, I'm forcing you to listen to the shittest song you can ever imagine over and over and over again for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So Half Noise, what would your desert island dick be?
Oh man. The first song that's coming to my head, and I actually really like this song, but if I heard it forever, I'd definitely kill myself, is Hotel California.
Yeah, I think it's also, people don't realize, it's actually a deeply quite depressing song. It's quite like,
maybe.
There's quite elements of it.
Think about hearing that 3 times in a row, and then hearing that like,
it's too much.
Because the thing is, you can hear a bad song, but then you might start thinking it's funny. I think the challenge is like one that'll just kind of drive you crazy because it's so catchy.
But that is the perfect Desert Island Dick. That is what Desert Island Dick is.
Okay, then that song.
You've smashed it. Okay, that's great. Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming to join us. Yeah, good luck with your show tonight, and we hope you come back to the UK.
Yeah, me too.
Make sure everyone goes out and buys Sudden Feeling ASAP, because it's amazing.
Thank you.
And also tonight, we're going to catch you on the next gig. Please.
Yeah.
Desperate for you to come back to the UK. Great. Thank you so much. This has been FUBAR Radio. I've been Harriet Rose.
Presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Today I have Juno Dawson.
Hello.
With me. My mum once, oh my god, she got out her photo album. Oh, sorry, mum. She got out her photo album of her gap year. So this is when my mum was like 18, 19, flicking through and pictures of men. She's like, yeah, shagged him. Did him. I was like, oh, mum, no!
No! And is that why you have to have therapy now?
No, it's just why I am the way I am. Like mother, like thing. Daughter. Oh, God.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. Where my skin grows old, where my breath runs cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Seconds from my heart, a bullet from the door. Helpless I surrender, shackled by your love. Holding me like this, poison on your silence hit so hard. Cause it was almost love, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, and the walls came down, I was thinking about you, about you. Yeah, my skin grows old, yeah, my breath comes cold, I be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's your ghost I see, I be thinking about you, about you. It was almost love, it was almost. We bleed ourselves in vain. How tragic is this game? Turn around, I'm holding on to someone, but the love's gone. Carrying the load with wings that feel like stone. Knowing that we nearly fell so far, now it's hard to tell. Yeah, we came so close, it was almost love. It was almost love, it was almost love. When I heard that sound, and the waters came down, I was thinking about you, about you. Yeah, my skin grows old, yeah, my breath comes cold, I'll be thinking about you, about you. When I run out of air to breathe, it's your ghost I see, I'll be thinking about you, about you. Well, I reached out for your hand when the walls were caving in, but I see you on the other side. We can try all over again. When I love, it was almost love. It was almost love. It was almost love.
Brand new one from Rag and Bone Man there. That was Skin. Sean Rowley of Guilty Pleasures joins us on Fubar Radio. We're going to have a chat about his festival Mighty Hoopla, which is back in Victoria Park this summer, June 4th. How's it going?
Hi, Harriet. It's going really well, thanks, love.
It's a huge pleasure to have you on the show. As you could, as you heard a minute ago, producer Nat is a massive fan of yours. I've never been to Latitude, so I need to come down and see, apparently, this ground... It's groundbreaking, she said.
Well, that's really sweet of her. Yeah, I mean, it's quite a mental old setup down there, because they give us this tent when we do... when Guilty Pleasures does Latitude, and we've done it every year since it's been running, and they give us this tent. It's like fucking 5,000 capacity, and it's, and everyone's totally up for it,
and it's such
one,
my
it's
vibe.
One of the highlights of our thing, and this is sort of what we're going to hope to transfer into our big Mighty Hoopla festival that we're involved with.
So it's Guilty Pleasures and Sync the Pink that have sort of merged together to create Mighty Hoopla, because
it's like your super club type thing of pop. It's beyond anyone's imagination how sort of hilariously funny this could be, really.
I think it's going to be mind-blowing. Number one, you've got All Saints headlining. Sophie Ellis-Bextor's going to be performing. Charlotte Church has got a late-night pop dungeon. And you've basically got a plethora of incredible performances. Sync the Pink are obviously going to be performing. Guilty Pleasures is going to be happening. Yep. It's for me, I get the vibe that you and also Sync the Pink, as sort of, you know, collectives, you're bringing the fun back into festivals.
Hallelujah, is what I've got to say to that.
Yes.
That's one of the main reasons why we do what we do. And I can speak for the lovely chaps and chapesses over at Sync the Pink and just say, you know, the reason we do what we do is because we got so bloody bored of how boring clubs were getting. And it was just, I mean, when I started Guilty Pleasures, which was about, must be about 13 years ago now, this was literally the whole point about it, was I spent my lifetime going out to clubs since about the age of 16, and I was so bored of how sort of people just stand in the corner stroking chins and nodding. I just wanted to bring back the fun into it without it resorting to something that's really naff, because there's a thin line, isn't there? There's that line that you get whereby if you tread over it, you become a little bit too naff. So the whole point about what we're doing, what we do as clubs and what we're going to bring to the hoopla, is to bring this sort of, well, there's one foot very firmly in the mainstream, but one foot is also in a very sort of edgy, fun type of place as well.
It's also bringing people together, I feel like. The artists you have performing alongside the sort of, you know, performance art as well, which is happening, yeah, and the DJing and everything. It's such a merging of fun in different, yeah, ways that whoever's going to go and experience this is going to have a great time.
They're literally going to explode with fun. There's going to be so much fun. And it will be, we will be brimming over with fun. It will be... When we did, see, we launched this whole hoopla idea almost a year ago this weekend. We did it, Butlins down in Bognor Regis. We did a whole sort of weekend of this. And that was the beginning of the whole hoopla concept. And when we did it, the feedback that we got from people afterwards, which of course you can get, you know, just reading sort of remarks that people posting up on Facebook and things like that. People were saying things like, this is like Glastonbury when the sun comes out, or this is my new Christmas weekend. This is like the best weekend of my life. And what we realised we were doing was we were just allowing people to have this amount of fun.
Yeah. I think I'm actually just so excited, because the thing is, when producer Nat found out about it, she texted me straight away said, oh my God, we're going to this festival. And not only that, but we've got Sean coming on to talk about it. And I think it's just something that is so key right now, is to bring back the fun. And also the lineup's incredible. It's not even just a group of people having fun. It's a sick lineup. All Saints are smashing it. They're coming back to headline, which is going to be amazing. And Victoria Park's a fantastic location.
And you know what, Harriet? The truth of the matter is, and I literally am totally sworn to secrecy on this, there's even bigger and better to come as well, as far as announcement for lineup goes. So that is one thing I'm going to say. I'm going to give this one a little bit away to your listeners. But if they want to get in quick, because we're doing early bird tickets at the moment, we're running tickets at £25 a pop, and they're going to be going up, and they'll be going to be going up by the time we drop the really big names.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Can you tell us, are you allowed to tell us roughly when you're going to be dropping the next name, or is it got to be secret?
There's at least another couple of months before the really big ones get dropped.
Well, hopefully we'll get you back on the show and we can do a little announcement. We would love to have you back. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us about it, Sean. It's so... me and Nat are going to be there with bells on. By the way, the question of life for this event is, what does one wear to the Mighty Hoopla?
Well, this is the thing, is it's going to be a massive dressing up affair, that's for sure. But we want people to really make an effort with their dressing up. It's not like just a cheap sort of go down the fancy dress shop and hire a few dodgy cheap Ninja Turtle outfits. This is, if you're going to dress up, we really want you to dress up. And there's people that won't be dressing up, they'll just be wearing their normal attire. But definitely, you will not feel out of place if you've made an effort, that's for sure.
perfect. And before you go, I play a little game on the show, Sean, and it's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
A little spin on Desert Island Discs. I'm sending you as guilty pleasures, Sean Rowley, to a desert island, and I'm sticking you there with the worst possible song you can imagine being stuck with over and over again for the rest of your life. So,
no.
Sean Rowley, what would be your desert island dick?
No. I couldn't. I would literally commit suicide. I would not be able to play that game. I just couldn't put myself into a situation. There are, I don't know, it's a bit weird, you know, because when we started Guilty Pleasures, there was all these things where people going, God, yeah, what about that song? What about? I feel no guilt for any music at all now. I'm just immune to guilt because I just love them because they're just so brilliant. I mean, like something like probably my ultimate guilty pleasure of all time would be something like Wham's Everything She Wants.
Oh, tune.
Because it does that thing where you just know, it's certainly the time when Wham were knocking around, and of course it's very, obviously very poignant now, but at the time, sort of were a little bit embarrassed about being a bit of a fan about Wham because all your mates were into The Clash and you sort of thought, well, I can't really say that I like Wham, but I love that record so
much. Oh my God, I love Wham so much. And that is actually your choice for our last request today, isn't it? Because we're going to be playing, we're bestowing the honour of Last Request, which is the banger of the show, which is like the song to end the show for everyone to feel like it's Friday tomorrow. We want to get party, so we're gonna play Wham, Everything She Wants as our last song today.
Just put it in. Please put it in the context that, you know, at that point, I think it was 85, 86. You know, it was not a cool thing to like that band. You really were sort of slightly looked down upon for liking that band. And that came out, that was like a double A-side with Last Christmas. And after Christmas had gone, and it had been at number one for X weeks, they just flipped it over and they scored again with this incredible pop song. And it's just brilliant.
And you've been a long-term fan, so it's a perfect song to end the show. So thank you so much for joining us. And we can't wait to see you at the Mighty Hoopla. Guys, you can get your tickets at www.mightyhoopla.com as well.
Yeah, it's a one-dayer. It's June the 4th. It's Victoria Park.
And you can go and get your early bird tickets now.
Your early birds now.
The super early birds have already sold out. So get down there and get your £25 tickets.
Amazing. We did 1,000 tickets in 90 minutes when we went on sale on Monday morning.
Oh, my God, you're
amazing.
Making me nervous now. I want to just stop the show so I can go and buy my tickets.
You're in. Don't worry.
Okay, Sean, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you at the festival, Mighty Hoopla, on June 4th.
Thanks, Harriet. Bye, love.
Bye. automaton causing quite the stir in the studio right now. Joining me is Grace Savage, who's unsure how she feels about that track.
Yeah, I just don't think I've really ever been a fan of Jamiroquai.
Neither's producer Nat, have you, Nat?
No, never. I don't hate that one, that's why I'm confused.
I love Jamiroquai. Space Cowboy was a banger.
I don't even know what that is. That's how much of not a fan I am.
I'm deeply upset by that, Grace. But in your defence, you've got a bit of a reputation for an incredible career that you've been having right now. So you're is it two or four times UK beatboxing champion?
Four
it's times four. Beatboxing champion. You were named one of LUK's top 100 inspiring women. That's a bit of a feat.
Yeah, I've been using that one on my website.
And you're an actor.
Yes.
And you're a singer.
Yeah.
So you're smashing it, basically.
Bit greedy.
I mean, it's very greedy. I can't even do one of those things, let alone four of those things. But maybe by the end of the show, I'll be able to beatbox like you or be an inspiring woman.
Yeah.
I might just try and steal some of your powers while you're here.
You do have great eyebrows, though, so that's something.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe I can be in Elle's top 100 eyebrows.
It's going to be a thing.
That would be amazing. I don't think I would want for anything else if I was named an eyebrow kick queen. Anyway, off my eyebrows and onto you. So let's have a chat about your new EP, because you've you haven't released, not released, but we're going to be playing a demo track from it, aren't we, in a little bit. But you've set up a campaign to raise some money to put it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which you've done before for your previous EP, which didn't actually come out in terms of iTunes, did it? But it did really well. Everyone was buzzing off it. So you've sort of restarted to do one that's going to be coming out on iTunes.
Yeah, I mean, I won't tell you the full story because it's really long and boring and complicated, but there are lots of reasons why I couldn't release that EP. And I actually kind of now see it as a bit of a blessing in disguise that it never got released, because I feel like the music I'm writing now is so much better, and actually I'm way more in control and I don't have people telling me what to do anymore, which is nice. And I'm already at 74% and it's only been up for about a week.
I was checking it out. It's on Pledge Music, guys. Go and check it out. The things that you're giving away. So for those people who don't know what Pledge Music is, you can set up a campaign where you give away things for money. So you say you can buy a T-shirt, or you can buy the EP, or you can buy a session where you go to someone's house and you play music. And I think there's one where you can call you and talk to you about the EP and about music industry. Yeah. I just love the whole concept of Pledge Music. I think it's so fantastic.
Yeah, it basically puts the control back into the hands of the artist, and actually quite a lot of more established musicians are using it now. I think Robbie Williams just did something on Pledge Music, because it just means that there's no, you don't have to go through another party in order to reach your fans. It's direct communication. They give you the money, they get the product, bish bash bosh, it's nice and easy.
Yeah, and also it's a lot of artists in the music industry right now are walking away from labels and management and doing it themselves. Looking at people like Skepta and loads of people who are stepping away from that, bringing the freedom and also changing the music industry.
Yeah, funny enough, I went to a panel discussion about this the other day. Not that I just frequently go to panel discussions. This is the first one.
I told you she was cool.
Well, yeah, and it was about whether artists need record labels or not. And I haven't come away from it. I've come away none the wiser. I don't know whether it's important or not, because it was a good debate. I mean, you know, nothing can beat the financial backing and support of a label, but also nothing can beat the independence and freedom of being independent.
I guess it just depends artist to artist what your sort of... Because I think artists like you, as you say, right now you have the creative control, but there's nothing to say that once you've made that work and you've made what you want, you can then take it to a label or take it to a management and say... Because it's almost a good thing to let other people look and take a rummage around your music and see what they think. And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. And if you do, then great.
Yeah, it's a bit of give and take, I think. I've learned that you have to play the game a little bit in order to get doors opened and to get put on platforms. But yeah, you're totally right. That's exactly what I've done this time. I've done everything myself, so I have a polished package to take to people and that I've been in control of a bit more. But money's always nice.
Yes.
And I'm pretty broke at the moment, so...
Well, not anymore, because as you say, you're over 70% on the Pledge Music campaign already, which is incredible.
Some rich guy just gave me loads of money.
What a guy. Who is this guy? Can he pay me some money to have eyebrows? Yeah. I want to have some money.
He's just this. He's just a fantastic, really nice. He says himself, "I've got too much money that I know what to do with," and he invests in artists and people that he believes in and projects that he believes in. I met him for lunch the other day, and I was just quite inspired by his general ethos towards life. You know, some people are rich and stingy. He's the right kind of rich. He's you know.
Well, because that's the difference between rich and unhappy and rich and happy. If you're rich and happy, you're someone that gives. If you're unhappy, you're someone that keeps it all for yourself.
Yeah. Why would you do that? I like to think if I ever had that much money, I would do the same.
I think it's the most exciting thing about being rich is being able to help other people.
Yeah.
God, we sound like such good people on this show. So I want to talk to you a bit about beatboxing.
Yeah.
Because... As a woman, firstly, in the music industry anyway, it's an interesting time right now where everyone's talking about, sort of, we had the Women's March very recently and everyone's talking about women's rights, equal pay, all that kind of thing. Did you feel that when you were getting into the music industry, specifically with beatboxing and things, did you feel any weirdness when you were getting into it? Or did you just go, I'm good at this, I'm going to do it and I'm just going to ignore anything that comes at me that's negative? Or
yeah, I think I didn't really think about it in that way. I just, because I've always, I grew up with parents that's, I had two older brothers and I just always wanted to do what they could do. So when I was 11, I was the only girl on the rugby team. It was just me and a bunch of other 11-year-old boys. But then it got to that stage where the boys outgrew the girls, because there's one stage where I was just the biggest person on the team.
Yeah,
same with cricket and football and all sorts. So when beatboxing came along and I was a bit older, it never crossed my mind, but I went, I can't do that because I have a vagina.
Yeah,
I actually went, actually that'll be my selling point.
Actually, I've got a vagina. Excuse me. See, I grew up with two brothers, but I was only allowed to be the ball girl. Like, I'd be like, can I play, and then they'd be like, yeah, you can pick up the ball when we kick it in the wrong direction.
Oh, see, that's where we're going wrong in society.
Yeah, brothers, if you're listening. They probably are, you dicks. Anyway, back to beatboxing. So I have had one foray into beatboxing when I was 11. I went on a school trip to France and there was another school of boys.
Yes.
On the same school trip. Just to give you a sort of view of how this school trip went, we were never allowed to go on school trips after this school trip happened. In fact, the whole school was banned from leaving
the
country.
What happened in France stays in France.
Exactly. But met this boy who could beatbox quite proficiently. He had one of those moustaches that wasn't a moustache. It was just darker hair on his upper lip because he was so young. But you could tell that when he was older, he was going to have a honking moustache. Yeah. So I'm sure he's somewhere beatboxing with a honking moustache. But I tried to beatbox with him and it was awful.
Okay.
So I was hoping maybe you could give me some tips of how to beatbox.
All right. So there are three basic sounds. The first one is a kick drum. And the best way to explain it is just, it's like you're doing a massive sneeze.
Oh my God, that's scary.
You know the power you have behind a sneeze? That's the kind of power you need to put behind this kick drum, for example.
Oh, okay, I get it. Sorry, I was really scared you were going to make me sneeze then and I didn't understand if I was going to have to be like, achoo!
You could, well, it depends how you sneeze, I suppose, yeah.
That sounds like a fart. Or am I doing it wrong?
That's quite good, I'm getting the bass in it.
Oh.
If you sort of like put your bottom lip out like you're pulling a sad face.
It's a really sad kick drum. I'm such a sad kick drum.
So, yeah.
Okay, we've covered kick drum.
Not bad.
Not that I even know what a kick drum is, but I can do it with my mouth.
A big old bassy bit on a drum.
Oh, yeah, the bit where you kick.
Yeah, the bit you kick.
Oh, that would make sense.
Drum, yeah. Hi-hat is just like a letter T.
Oh my gosh, I'm not shit at this. Well, I'm not shit.
No, see, there's sounds we make like just as we speak and every day anyway. And again, it's all about pressure and release. So is a little small hi-hat, bit crap. But if I...
Oh, there she is.
Really project
God, you're good
the
at this,
sound. So you got a kick drum.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost. Hi-hat. And then we need a snare. There's loads of different snare sounds, but the one I normally teach to beginners like yourself is an outwards K snare. So that would be a...
By the way, guys, if you pledge on Pledge Music, you can actually get this lesson yourself.
Yes, good plug.
Thank you.
So now we put them all together.
Okay.
And it sounds like this.
Oh my God, that's so sick.
Your turn.
Don't fucking look at me. Stop looking at me, producer Nat. How was that? Scale of 1 to 10.
Really good.
Scale of 1 to shit.
I'd give you a 4.
Is that good or bad?
Oh.
I'll just leave it. Don't tell me.
Not shit. I'm just going to say you're not shit.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, I'm wondering whether we can make a... we do these... What are they called? Jingles. Mm. We do jingles on the show, and I was wondering maybe you could... You know, like, can you... You know when you say words it when you're doing the beatboxing?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll beatbox and you can say Harriet Rowe Show over the top of my beatboxing.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll see if that works. And then if it sounds horrendous, we'll use it every single week for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I just need to practice again. So it's... Do, can you do it first?
So if you go...
Okay. Okay. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. I can do that.
Got this down.
Ready? Okay, so I'll just do it loads of times, right?
And I'm going to say the Harriet Rowe Show.
Yeah.
But better than that.
Yeah. No, just do it like that. Okay, ready?
The Harriet Rowe Show. It's really deadpan and boring. Okay.
Well, that is what the show is like, to be fair. Okay, ready? I'm so going to do this really well. Okay.
Harriet Rowe Show. Harriet Rowe Show.
Oh my god, I fucked that up. But you were amazing. I got
you ruined
so
it.
I was staring at you and like, oh my god, I can't keep doing this because I'm so distracted by how good you are.
That was excellent. Why don't we try and do it reversed and you beatbox and Harriet does that?
Okay,
let's do it. Let's try
that's
it again.
Good,
yeah,
idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
no
go.
No training, just straight in.
Well, I'm you, got you know, this. I mean, you've trained me very well.
Yeah, okay, great. So
wickedy wickedy wow, it's the Harriet Rowe Show. Wickedy wow, with producer Nat Wickedy Wow. Oh, that's awful on my part. Oh my god, that's so cool. I think you're one of the coolest people I've ever met.
I'm not.
You are. You are, and you've just taught me music, and you can learn music if you go and pledge music.
Yeah.
Oh, also, we're going to talk about, because the EP doesn't have a name.
Yeah, also, the pledgemusic.com website is pledgemusic.com/Grace Savage.
And that's where you can find it. And that's where you can have beatboxing lessons, just get the EP, get a T-shirt. There's loads of stuff on there.
Do all that, yeah.
And you can have a live performance in your fucking living room if you want.
Yeah. In your fucking living room.
In your fucking living room.
Yeah, but I haven't named the EP yet, so
what are we thinking? What are we thinking? What's the vibe of the EP?
It's kind of like my... I'm standing alone. I'm doing this independently. I'm an independent woman. Sassy.
Fuck all
Beyonce.
Y'all.
Let's just call it Beyonce.
Oh.
Fuck all of y'all.
Fuck
like that.
All of y'all.
But like one word. Fuck all of y'all.
Fuck all of y'all. Fuck all of y'all.
Fuck all of y'all.
Fuck all of y'all. /Grace I think that's really good. In fact, I think
that
we've literally... I'm sorry,
I've
just got a real talent for thinking of EP titles. I think you should stick with that.
Fakalial.
Fakalial.
Grace Savage.
Also, you could add a thing on the Pledge Music that is pay a little bit of money to make that definitely be the EP title.
Okay.
So I will definitely pledge.
I feel like we're going down a dark tunnel and we're not going to be able to come back from this
no,
now.
No, yeah.
It'll
that,
end
it's
up being
be
called
like Boaty McBoatface kind of vibe, isn't it? No,
yeah.
You don't have to call it that. I would be a bit okay. upset if you don't, but...
I put it in the linear notes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. This yeah. was going to be called Fakalial.
Yeah, formerly known as Fakalial.
But then we thought, no. No, I'm really excited to hear one of the tracks. So this is a
yes.
demo that we're going to be playing called Medusa.
Mm.
Talk us through this track.
So, yeah, this is actually the first track I wrote since walking away from the old body of work. And I was, without getting too sort of deep and emotional about it, I was having a real like, I'm shit, I'm never going to work or write again. And I was in a lonely hotel room somewhere in Asia because I was on tour with this dancer. And I thought, fuck it, I'm going to write a song on my own without these other people. And I did a really basic production and chorus, took it to my friend who produced it, made it sound good, and it's this song. And actually I think it's one of the best ones I've written so far out of the new ones,
and it means a lot to you, which I think is important for a first song to be playing. I think it's important. I don't know, the heart and soul is going to be is in there.
Yeah,
I think that comes through with music.
Yeah, and I'm not ashamed to admit the songs that I wrote before were not really me. I was so sort of young and naive and scared and just say yes sir, no sir to everyone that came along and offered me something. I was writing songs that I didn't really believe in and pretending to believe in them. But I can truly say this time that this is me, so fuck all of y'all.
Fuck all of y'all. Before we play the song, I'd like to play a little game with you. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That was really intimate in my headphone.
Yeah. That's Harley, who does a show on the station from Rizzle Kicks, and he's got quite the seductive voice.
Mm.
So in this game, Grace Savage, I'm sending you to a desert island forever. And on this desert island, I'm sticking you with an awful song that's going to be on repeat on a tannoy that you can't see on the island for the rest of your life. So what can you imagine being the worst possible song to be stuck with on a desert island? And that would be your desert island dick.
Yeah. It's a toss-up.
Oh. Oh.
Between something horrendous like the Cheeky Girls.
I mean, that's a banger, but yeah.
You're out of Cheeky Girls.
Yeah, it's called Cheeky Girls, I think.
Is
Cheeky
it?
Song. It's called Cheeky Song. Cheeky
okay.
Song.
Or, and I'm sorry to any hardcore death metal fans out there, some like Slipknot or something like that. Can
I'm
you imagine
so
just
with you.
Only having heavy metal?
Be very stressful.
You would just be in a horrible state.
I think either of those would be fairly mind-altering, is the right word. Like, you definitely wouldn't be able to sort of do anything but, like, squint your eyes all the time and
yeah.
sort of grimace.
Or maybe even just, like, the Crazy Frog
theme tune. You can, do you know what, babe? You can have all three because you've been so lovely.
Just a mashup. Imagine all three of them together.
Oh my god!
No,
no. In fact, I'm going to be so mean that they're all going to play at the same time at once. just all of Slipknot's back catalogue with
god.
Cheeky Song.
That is a niche genre.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, we're merging genres right now,
yeah.
So. Fuck I are. thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'd love it if you could introduce your... Is this the first time you've ever played it on radio?
Yeah.
Exclusive Grace Savage track that is from the new EP called Fuck I are. It's not really called that. It's going to be called something else, but you'll know soon find out what that's going to be.
Cool. This is my first track from the EP. It's called Medusa and it's produced by C-Bar.
Woo!
Fuck I are.
Your true color.
Savage, Medusa, from her brand new unnamed EP. Go and check out her Pledge Music campaign.
It's not unnamed, you named it.
Oh yeah, I did. And it's going to be definitely called that.
Yeah, she's
thank you so much to everyone listening. We've got to go now. We're going to be playing Everything That She Wants by Wham. This is Sean Rowley's suggestion of Guilty Pleasures. I've had such a pleasure with you, Nat, this week.
Oh, me too.
Thank you to all of our guests. Catch the podcast. It's going to be online from tonight, I believe.
Very soon.
And we're going to be putting out some videos, so watch out. This is Everything She Wants by Wham!